You've just landed inside Launch Street, the innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate and differentiate
and get further faster in this crazy cluttered world.
And now, innovation thought leader
and your super fly host,
Tamara Kleinberg.
Next up is our interview with Mike Dubin, who is the founder of Dollar Shave Club. And, you know, it's a great interview. And the thing I love about this, again, it's another example of, on paper, that sounds a little crazy. Subscription razors, I can already get them at the grocery store. Why would I do a subscription to razors? But he's had wild success. You've probably seen the video that went viral that really kind of shot him up. And this is really an interview about kind of some of the stages and steps that he went through and taking on this, you know, behemoth, this giant Gillette, and this industry that was really embedded and coming up with this whole new crazy on paper model that really nailed it. So I hope you enjoy the interview.
Know that your idea was actually worth pursuing versus just another, you know, thought bubble, because I'm sure you've had more before.
Right. I think I knew when we started getting our first couple members. You know, it sounded like a good idea in theory, but you never know until you actually put it on the market and see what the take is. And I remember our first customer's name was Imran Charnania from Houston, Texas.
That's awesome. And what were you, like, how did you, and I don't mean specific numbers, but how did you know it was successful enough to keep going? You know, because some of that is gut. It's not always the numbers.
Right. How did I know that it was successful enough to keep going? Well, you know, there were sort of two phases of Dollar Shave Club. The first was when I was running the business in my own apartment and just kind of pounding the pavement, trying to get bloggers to write about us. And, you know, we were able to, you know, obtain, you know, about 1,000 subscribers without much work at all. And and then we went to, and then, you know, we raised a little bit of seed money or angel money from a Santa Monica-based accelerator called Science. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect at that point. You know, I knew we made the video back in October of 2011, and I thought the video would be well-received, but I had no idea to what extent. And, you know, I think I knew, once that happened, I knew that we were kind of here to stay, hopefully. I mean, nothing's guaranteed. But.
Yeah. Well, on that note, you know, there's been, I've read all the articles, and they talk a lot about, you know, here you are with this $3,000 video, and then you've got, you know, Gillette and all these juggernauts.
Right.
And they make all these hypotheses about, you know, grassroots and entrepreneurial versus kind of these big guys. And I'd just love to get your take on that. Like, you know, coming from over here and having this big industry already exist, how did you think about that?
Truthfully, I didn't think much about it. I didn't really get obsessed with numbers and money and how big the industry was. I just felt in my gut that this was really an idea worth pursuing. And sure, the big boys have more resources and weapons to fight with. But, you know, I also see that Dollar Shave Club, I believe very much we're doing something different than those guys are doing. I tell people in the office all the time, we're not a razor company, which might sound silly, but we're because right now that's all we sell. But you know, truly, we're trying to build a community of smarter consumers, and that speaks to a lifestyle that we are, you know, that we represent. And so I really think of us as more of a lifestyle company than a razor company.
And when you think about being an entrepreneur, now that you have the successful business, right, people say, oh, he's a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But what does that really mean to you to be an entrepreneur?
It means, you know, divining from this great big universe what it is that you're supposed to be doing every day. And getting to decide that.
I like the last part. A lot of control.
Well, it's as much as anyone is the master of their own destiny, the entrepreneur gets to decide where the boat gets steered towards.
It's a nice way to put it. So speaking of those bold strides, why, you know, you're very successful selling the subscription model and selling razors, and you said before you're really a lifestyle company. Why not just be a razor company? Like, what you've done worked, right? So why make the vision so much bigger than that?
Well, I think you have to think about eventually other people coming into your space and competing. And while we don't have any direct competitors in the United States just yet, I believe that they are only a couple months away from launching.
Mm-hmm.
Imitation is more likely to come in what we are right now. And I think the best, I'm criticized for sometimes making the occasional corny sports analogy, it's really the best athletes. The best athletes are in competition mm-hmm. with themselves, I think,
mm-hmm.
and not with somebody else. And I just know that in a competitive marketplace, I mean, sure, we were first to market, and I think we have a great service and the best product you could possibly find. But, competitors, when they come, will try to duplicate what you've done. And and it's really important for us to change that story and tell a different one and add more value to what it means to be a member of Dollar Shave Club. Mm-hmm. So it's partially a survival technique, but mm-hmm. it's more a sales technique. I mean, people want to see that you're evolving, and
yeah.
they want to be a part of a growth story, and they want to they want to take that journey with you. So I think that's all important stuff.
You know, what advice would you give someone out there who's, got an idea that they think is big and they're looking to pursue it?
Just do it. Don't think, just do it. Just make sure that you have enough margins and your product makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that there's a business, that there's a revenue stream. Don't be, everybody's going to tell you a reason why you can't do it or shouldn't
right.
do it. And, that's, if you believe it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to scratch. That's how I read something recently. It's about what is the entrepreneur? And, you have to scratch the itch. The entrepreneur has to scratch. They can't not.
Yeah.
They have to go and do it. So it's not really, it's a curse as much as it's a blessing. There are plenty of people who blissfully live their entire lives, not feeling obligated to start a business. And, in a lot of ways, I envy them because but for the entrepreneur, it's hard. You have to just do it. So just do it.
Things or lessons have you had along the way that just make you laugh when you think back?
So much. I don't know. Funny stuff happens every day. People reach out and they want to, they want to text. They want the Bears email address.
That's awesome. Have you set one up yet?
No. The Bear is a part-time.
He doesn't want to be bothered on the weekend, so.
He's hibernating.
That's right. This is kind of a side question, but I'm kind of curious since, you're talking about entrepreneurs being this, you just can't help it, right? You do it. That's what you do. It's
right.
a mindset. Do you think you can teach entrepreneurship? Or do you think it's just you either are or you aren't?
Well, you might be getting into more of a semantic discussion of what is entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I think you can't, I don't think you can take, I don't think you can take somebody who doesn't have the hunger to start a business and have that itch, so to speak, and turn them into that type of person necessarily.
Right.
I'm sure it happens, but I would guess that more often than not, you're just kind of born with that desire to lead and start your own thing and buck the trend, or you're not. And that's, and that doesn't mean you can't, that doesn't mean there aren't other areas of leadership. There are plenty of areas of leadership where you're running another company or managing a department or, you know, running a household or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, there's leadership opportunities everywhere. But, you know, the art, you know, the sort of, the nature of the entrepreneur probably can't be taught, but I think you can be nurtured and learn how to apply your nature better as an entrepreneur.
Right.
So as a study of how to start a business, I think absolutely you can teach that, you know, and schools do.
Thanks for hanging out with us inside Launch Street. When you're ready to take your game to the next level, join the thousands of others that are upping their innovation edge on GoToLaunchStreet.com, the top online education resource and community platform for innovators looking to use innovation to get measurable results. GoToLaunchStreet.com.